It's 7 o'clock on Utah's Morning News. Good morning, I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. KSL's top story on the 7 o'clock report.
Local NAACP leaders are speaking out this morning about the racist incident endured by the University of Utah women's basketball team in Idaho.
KSL News Radio's Adam Small is live with the latest. Adam?
Amanda, NAACP Salt Lake Branch President Janetta Williams says she was disappointed to hear what happened to the team while they were staying in Quarter Lane days before they played Gonzaga in Washington, about 35 minutes away. One school admin originally told KSL.com a vehicle pulled up to them as they were all walking into a restaurant on Thursday, and someone in that vehicle yelled the N-word at them. They say it also happened again as they were leaving just hours later. Williams said in a statement that she has spoken with local police who confirmed they are conducting a thorough investigation. She continued saying that these incidents should not be taken lightly. Live, Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
Coeur d'Alene officials are also speaking out in support of the Lady Utes. Mayor Jim Hammond says the incident does not represent the city.
To the young women who endured racial slurs while visiting, I offer my most sincere apology.
In a statement, Utah Athletic Director Mark Harlan thanked the city for condemning what happened.
Olympians headed to the Paris Games this summer could be sweating in their apartments as much as on the field. KSL News Radio's Peter Johnston is live. Peter?
Amanda, Paris Mayor Anne Hidalgo has a message for Olympians about climate change. There won't be air conditioning this year in their apartments.
The irreversibility of climate change, and that everyone must become aware of this, including athletes.
Connor Mance is a marathon runner from Utah, and he tells the Deseret News that he could hurt his sleep schedule. Paris did see record-breaking temperatures in the triple digits last year, and to adjust for the expected heat wave of this summer, Paris will be putting athletes in villages that pump water up from the ground to cool off the apartments. Building facades are also designed to be away from the sun and toward the Seine River. Mary Hidalgo says to doubters, trust the science. Reporting live, Peter Johnston, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories this hour. The U.S. Coast Guard called off the search for survivors at the site of the Baltimore Bridge collapse, and the investigation now focuses on why the cargo ship that hit the bridge lost power. ABC's Perry Russum has the latest from the scene.
Eight construction workers repairing potholes were still on the bridge. Two were later pulled from the water. The six others are now presumed dead. Jesus Campos recently worked on the bridge. He describes the workers as family men, married with children. The Port of Baltimore is now closed, possibly for months. 30,000 cars cross the bridge every day. Perry Russum, ABC News, Baltimore.
The government of Guatemala also keeping a close eye on the investigation, saying that two of the six presumed dead construction workers who went into the water were from Guatemala.
Just moments ago, Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg spoke with ABC News.
I can't weigh in or speculate on anything related to the investigation. What I do know is that the force of this ship is almost unimaginable. This is a vessel that was about 100,000 tons carrying its load. So 200 million pounds went into this bridge.
A Homeland Security assessment says the tangled metal and debris left in the river under where the bridge once stood make the environment very dangerous for rescue divers.
U.S. consumer confidence held mostly steady this month, even as Americans wrestle with high grocery and fuel prices. The report out this morning shows that people's current views on their economic situation improved slightly, but there isn't a lot of optimism about incomes and the job market going forward.
Delta Airlines is responding after one of their flights to Amsterdam had to return back to Salt Lake. KSL News Radio's Mark Jackson has details.
Delta Airlines says sorry for the inconvenience after Flight 56 from Salt Lake City to Amsterdam returned back to Salt Lake City because a panel behind one of the two engines fell off the Airbus A330neo jetliner during takeoff on Sunday. It got only as far as the Montana-North Dakota boundary before it had to turn back. A pylon panel behind the engine on the left wing detached on takeoff. According to the FAA, this is at least the third time in 3 months that a panel has come off a U.S. jetliner. Mark Jackson, KSL News Radio.
I take that flight on a regular basis, as you know.
Oh, Tim. And that'll get your attention.
That one got my attention this morning. I know the crew almost by for their first names at this point. All right, first look traffic now on the 7 o'clock report. Heather's in the traffic center.
And we've got delays southbound I-15 between 12th Street and 24th Streets in Ogden. This is due to a crash over on the right shoulder near 24th Street. You're also still pretty slow eastbound I-80, trying to get over the summit of Parley's Canyon. The left lane and shoulder remain blocked, two right lanes open, and chains are four-wheel drive required for big and little Conway Canyons. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL Weather with Matt Johnson. The high temperatures this week will remain about 10 degrees below normal.
Tomorrow, cold front by afternoon, breezy out of the south, 57. Valley rain, mountain snow by afternoon. Mostly cloudy with a slight chance for a shower Friday, 53. Better rain chances Saturday and Sunday with highs in the mid-50s. Unfortunately, wet weather expected for Easter Sunday.
At this point, it looks like we could dry out a bit after Easter.
We have an updated ski report closing dates this week thanks to the snowfall. Cherry Peak, Eagle Point, and Sundance still closing on April 7th. Deer Valley, Alta, and Park City will be closing just 2 weeks later. Brian Head and Snowbird will stay open the longest, closing May 5th and shooting for May 27th, if you're talking about Snowbird.
American Fork police busted a man for having 30 pounds of fentanyl, but the Drug Enforcement Agency says this doesn't even scratch the surface of the problem here in Utah. KSL News Radio's Heather Peterson reports.
The DEA says fentanyl is the focus of most of their current drug investigations.
Just our office last year in 2023, we seized about 665,000 pills. In 2024, we're already on pace to knock that out of the park.
Special Agent Dustin Gillespie from the DEA's Salt Lake City Division called fentanyl the most potent and deadly drug in the history of our country and our state. He warns that part of what makes it so dangerous is that most other illicit drugs these days are laced with fentanyl, and a lot of people may not know what or how much they're taking. Gillespie says they're making a big effort to crack down on high-level distributors and suppliers. Heather Peterson, KSL News Radio.
We're learning more about the charges against the Utah author accused of killing her husband. Corey Richens is facing another attempted murder charge after investigators say she gave her husband a sandwich laced with fentanyl and then a few weeks later gave him the fentanyl-laced cocktail that killed him. She continues to deny all charges.
A British court is delaying WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange's extradition to the U.S. Assange is facing charges for acquiring and publishing classified documents online.
A U.K. court ruling that Julian Assange's extradition can go ahead if the U.S. is able to provide sufficient assurances that his case will be considered under the full protections of the First Amendment and that he will not be subjected to the death penalty. The court noted that U.S. prosecutors have also said the First Amendment may not apply to Assange as a non-American citizen. The court said, in that case, extradition may not be permitted. Inez de la Quatera, ABC News, at the Foreign Desk.
A federal judge has sentenced a convicted child molester who hacked the Jacksonville Jaguars Stadium Jumbotron to 220 years in prison. The Associated Press reports that Samuel Thompson, convicted on child pornography charges, owning a firearm as a felon, and making the Jumbotron malfunction in three different games during the 2018 NFL season.
Today is Utah Red Cross Giving Day.
Just a few years ago, Benjamin Donner, executive director with the Utah Red Cross, found himself in an emergency room in Draper needing 4 units of blood. Thanks to anonymous donors, that blood was available and saved his life.
Now I say thank you on behalf of my 16-year-old. They say thank you for keeping their dad here. And that brings it home in a way that I never expected, but found myself on the other end of that.
Last year, Utahns helped more than 800 people with life-saving donations. They encourage those who can to make a donation, financially or by giving blood, or volunteering. Eric Cabrera, KSL News Radio.